Trump pardons 1,500 January 6 defendants, commutes 14 sentences. Washington, President Donald Trump has followed through on his vows to move swiftly in pardoning almost all of those charged in connection with the January 6, 2021, demonstrations at the U.S. Capitol, a group he referred to as J6 hostages. After leaving the Capitol One arena late on January 20th, he went back to the Oval Office and pardoned roughly 1,500 individuals involved in the breach while commuting sentences of 14 individuals still serving time. Trump had reiterated his pledges at the Capitol earlier in the day soon after his inauguration. "You're going to see a lot of action on the J6 hostages," the president said. In a December interview with Time magazine, Trump said he would examine the January 6th participants' cases on a case-by-case basis, starting during the first hour of his presidency. "If they were nonviolent, I think they've been greatly punished," he said. "They've suffered greatly, and in many cases, they should not have suffered." During a recent Fox News Sunday interview, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance said those who were violent on January 6th shouldn't be pardoned. On the eve of Inauguration Day, a January 6th defendant's mother, Angela McKinnon, told the Epoch Times she was expecting a pardon for her son, Robert Morse. Morse, a former Army Ranger, was found guilty of obstructing an official proceeding, robbery of personal property of the United States, and assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers with a dangerous weapon. "He had a horrible time in prison," she said, adding that he still emerged from it into a halfway house as a better person. She said she anticipated the president would complete the pardon swiftly, by day two. "I feel if he didn't do that, it would fracture his base," she said. The January 6th protest and riot took place during the certification of the 2020 election. Trump supporters had gathered in Washington to protest an outcome they saw as illegitimate due to allegations of widespread fraud, and the president had organized a Stop the Steal rally at the Ellipse in Washington, during which Trump gave a speech before rallygoers moved on to the U.S. Capitol. Multiple Trump supporters died in the chaos. One of them, 35-year-old Ashley Babbitt, was shot by a U.S. Capitol police officer while she was trying to pass through a broken window on the way to the speaker's lobby. After receiving aid from an emergency response team, she was transferred to the hospital, where she later died. More than 1,500 people have been arrested in connection with the events of January 6, 2021. Nearly two-thirds of those sentenced have received prison time. Alleged offenses run the gamut from using a dangerous weapon to assaulting law enforcement officers. The charge faced by, among others, Matthew Jason Bedingfield, who came to the Capitol while on pretrial release for a charge of attempted murder, to merely parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building, another frequent charge in January 6th cases. At least 26 FBI informants were in Washington that day in connection with the incident, according to a December 2024 report from the Department of Justice's Inspector General. The report states that undercover FBI agents were not present in the various protest crowds or at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump's actions on January 6th have been a topic of contention. In the 2 weeks between the protest and Trump leaving office, the House impeached him, saying he had tried to incite an insurrection. An acquittal from the Senate followed in February. While Trump urged his supporters to march to the Capitol that day to voice their concerns, he told them to demonstrate peacefully and patriotically. He also urged his followers via Twitter, now X, to stay peaceful and please support our Capitol police and law enforcement. In a transcribed interview with the January 6th Select Committee, Trump's former deputy chief of staff testified that the president wanted 10,000 National Guardsmen in Washington on January 6th, citing a conversation he overheard between former White House chief of staff Mark Meadows and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Footage recorded that day showed then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she was responsible for the National Guard's absence from the Capitol. Article 2 of the Constitution allows the president to grant pardons for federal offenses, except in cases of impeachments. In the final days of his presidency, President Joe Biden issued numerous pardons and commuted well over 1,000 sentences. Hours before the inauguration, Biden preemptively pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, General Mark Milley, and members of the January 6th committee. In December, Biden pardoned his son, Hunter Biden, who was convicted of gun and firearm charges following a special counsel investigation. He preemptively pardoned other members of his family just before Trump took the oath of office. Emily Khan and TJ Mascaro contributed to this report. The number of sentences commuted has been updated in this report.